Ex-con charged with killing worker painting over gong graffiti in Northridge. San Fernando, California. A Panorama City man has been charged with murder and other counts for allegedly fatally shooting a man who had been hired to paint over gang graffiti on the wall of a Northridge business. Jamal Jackson, 24, is set to be arraigned May 23 in a San Fernando courtroom on one count each of murder and possession of a firearm by a felon and four counts of attempted murder, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. The charges include allegations that Jackson personally used a handgun and personally inflicted great bodily injury. Jackson, who was allegedly seen on video surveillance cameras painting graffiti on the building hours before the shooting, is accused of fatally shooting Juan Lopez Suarez and injuring several others Saturday outside a building in the 1900 block of Parthenia Street, according to the district attorney's office. Investigation later revealed that nearby surveillance footage showed Jackson exiting his vehicle, a white Toyota Camry, near the victims who were painting out gang graffiti on Van Alden Avenue, north of Parthenia Street, Los Angeles police said in a statement announcing Jackson's arrest. Jackson approached the victims on foot and produced a handgun, firing at them multiple times. Police said the victim, who was working alongside three other men when he was shot, was pronounced dead at a hospital a short time later. Three other men in the immediate vicinity were also struck by gunfire before the shooter got back into the sedan and sped away northbound on Van Alden, according to police. Police said two of the shooting victims underwent surgery, and the other was treated and released. Jackson was arrested on April 16 in the San Bernardino County community of Ontario by personnel from the Operations Valley Bureau Homicide Unit and the LAPD/FBI Fugitive and U.S. Marshals Task Force, according to the police department. In a statement announcing the charges, District Attorney George Gaskin said, "This callous act of violence against a group of individuals showed a total disregard for human life. Juan Lopez Suarez's death is tragic and senseless. My heart goes out to the victims and their families who are dealing with this tragedy." The district attorney vowed that his office will hold Mr. Jackson accountable for his brutal actions,